Pax Square Plaza had a winding, checkered history long before it was renamed in 1903 for lumber tycoon and Asheville benefactor George W. Pack. Today, city planners leading the latest facelift of Pax Square Plaza want to do something that hasn't happened in more than a century of changes there, center the stories and concerns of Black residents.
We're focusing a lot on the Black community.
Stephanie Munson-Dahl is a planning manager with the city.
As our community continues to come together and work on issues of equity and inclusion, working on Pax Square is going to be a great way to kind of kickstart that or maybe act as a catalyst for other public spaces around downtown.
Last Friday, the city invited residents to a design workshop. Seated in small groups inside a city meeting space, longtime and not so longtime Black residents shared personal experiences of the plaza and the adjoining neighborhood known now as the Block. As they voiced their ideas for how a redesigned plaza should look and feel, designers and planners used felt markers to illustrate those thoughts onto large maps.
Start thinking about the Block. The Block was an isolated area. And
only the Black community knew about the Block.
Right.
So that's another reason.
Bernard Oliphant said he has lived in Asheville all of his 75 years. When he was invited to be part of the coming change, he brought ideas that he said he has long envisioned for these 6.5 acres.
I would like to see it all green. No blocks, no cement, no fountains, all green. So that it's open and available to everyone. Right now it's a hidden area and it's not inclusive. It's an area you really want to avoid.
City planners commissioned the Raleigh design firm McAdams as the project lead. Mitchell Silver of McAdams was the New York City Parks Commissioner under Mayor Bill de Blasio. He said his firm's challenge now is boiling down what emerged from 10 community gatherings into detailed proposals for the city to consider.
The top line is that people want Pax Square to be a social gathering place. But the city was very clear. The Block played a very integral role in the evolution of downtown Asheville and wanted to make sure we establish a connection, which is just one block away.
Silver said he expects drafts of proposed designs ready for the city and public to begin reviewing and debating as soon as March. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.